for him. There's been plenty more opportunities for Nick Newman as well, even though his first nine games have been very, very impressive for the Sydney Swans. They had a fantastic result at the MCG on Saturday against the Tigers, and the young Sydney gun is good enough to join us this morning on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Nick.
Good day, guys. How are you?
Going very well, thanks. I was going to go with the Hello Newman thing, but I reckon you would have heard that a few times.
Yeah, I've heard that and seen that few times in the last month or so.
Hey, have you found the world of AFL footy? You're a mature age player, picked up in the rookie draft by the Swans, and all of a sudden you're nine games into an AFL career. How's it all hit you?
Look, obviously it's been pretty enjoyable. Obviously been there for a couple of years and hadn't got a game, so I was pretty ready this year. But at the same time, it's been really exciting and enjoyable, and plenty of highs and lows in footy, and at the moment it's going well and playing some good footy and some wins, but you got to enjoy it while the good times are there.
I just want to ask you on that, Nick. You played a lot of NEAFL footy and was dominating at that level. Do you feel that's a chance to really just hone your game and just constantly playing games of football and not being, I guess, managed throughout your career?
Yeah, you're spot on. I think last year was probably my sort of best and most consistent year of footy I've had. And I played every game in the reserves and working pretty closely with Reece Shaw, who is the coach and development coach there. And I think sort of had some things to work on, especially my defensive side of the game. And that was a great opportunity to sort of just chip away at that. And I think I did that throughout the year and put together some good form and was lucky enough to get an upgrade onto the main list, which obviously is a bit more opportunity to sort of play, especially early in the year. And it's just been pleasing to put some of that sort of form into the next level.
I just want to know what the Swans do. They seem to be a factory for great small defenders, and you're building on that way. And there's Nick Smith, Dane Rampey, plenty of guys who just play that small defenders role really well. Must be some great guys to learn the position off.
Yeah, you're right. I think led by Nick Smith, he's probably the best we've gotten, best we've had for a while. And I think just the way he goes about it is a credit to him. And if you're sort of coming into the system and want a good person to look at as a small defender, he's up there. And even Reece Shaw, who was a development coach, played that sort of small defender role. So I think, credit to those guys. Those guys put a lot of effort into the young fellas, but I think it's as a whole club there. They're really good at developing young guys, and if you're not ready, they won't sort of chuck you in. And I think, it's just a credit to the development group that we've got there.
You talked before about chipping away at your career. On the weekend against Richmond, you had to chip away because you get into quarter time and you're five goals down. What's the conversation like at that point in the game? Because it was a disappointing start, clearly, but the Tigers were up and about. How did John Longmire handle that situation?
Yeah, look, he wasn't happy, I'll tell you that much. he wasn't happy with how we were going, and I think it was pretty clear to all of us that they were just beating us in pretty much every facet of the game. They were winning their hands on the inside and then getting us on the outside. So for us, it was pretty simple. We just had to go back to winning that contested footy, and then from there it's about getting the ball forward and trying to change momentum. And I think that's sort of one of the hardest things to do in footy these days, and to be able to sort of stop their momentum and get it back going our way was a credit to our coaching staff and ultimately the playing group.
So that's the insight from a coaching point of view. I want to ask you about my favourite player, Josh Kennedy, who he'd been really poor in the first three quarters, and Josh Kennedy is never poor. And then he comes out with that last quarter, 11 disposals, important clearances, that crucial goal. Does he do anything at three-quarter time in getting the group together, or is he one of those people that just lets his actions do the talking?
Yeah, look, he's a bit of both. I think, he probably leans more to the side of letting his actions do the talking, but I think this year, being the captain, he's really lifted his voice and the way he communicates with the group. But I think it's been a strength of our club is that we've got a multiple amount of leaders, and I think they all sort of had their bit to say at three-quarter time. But, to Josh's credit, he's just one of those guys that, as you said, he rarely ever plays a bad game, and I think in the first three quarters it probably wasn't his best, but, that's just speaks volumes about his character that he just wills himself over the line every week. And that last quarter was enormous for us. And he's just such a great bloke and a great leader. And it's just great to see him have a good last quarter and help us get over the line.
I watched the game and described that last quarter as inspiring. As a player, does he legitimately inspire you as a teammate that, look, this is what Josh is doing. Oh, I've got to lift my game to try and sort of match what he's doing?
Yeah. I think that sort of goes for anyone. I think you see guys digging in and doing some massive efforts. I think that lifts yourself and the group. I think he's probably as good as it gets. And he leads by example, and you just want to follow him and jump on board. And that's just the type of guy he is. And I think that last quarter we had a lot of guys dig in and have some big efforts. And we knew our season was sort of on the line. And to be able to dig in and get the 4 points was huge.
You're 5 from your last 6 after losing the first 6, which is amazing considering that start to the season. And the performance on the weekend suggests that you still have great confidence in your ability to get the job done when it's required. Nick, how much confidence do you get from knowing you've got those sort of players around you and that mindset that you can, in difficult circumstances, get over the line? And probably one of the questions asked about the Tigers on the weekend too is that they don't seem to be able to have that at the moment. You guys do. How big a kick do you get out of knowing that?
Yeah, it is a confidence booster. I think even knowing that if we are sort of 6 goals down, that we can turn it around and arrest momentum and get it going back our way. So it does give us confidence that we can fight our way back and in a close situation that we're all on the same page. It does give us some confidence going into the back half of the year.
Well, you've got plenty of that going with this streak that you're on. You've got Essendon at home on Friday night up there at the SCG. Another very important game. They're all important at this stage of the year when you come from as far back as you guys have done. But we wish you the best of luck, Nick, and congratulations on your year today. Hope it goes well for the rest of it.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys.
Nick Newman. You'll be very aware of that young man's name. 28, number 28 for the Swans. Get around him because he